All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we're going to pick up in Emirat Hashem on page Lamed Dalet, Sif Hey. So remember, again, we began this section yesterday, but we'll quickly go over it. He says, V'yishal boteach b'Hashem lo'och abim of tzukasom. Person has to have hope in the midst even of incredible darkness in life. Meaning, remember, the context we're talking about over here is Yisurin, is suffering. So the Shaar Teshuva is saying that even when a person is suffering, and even when a person is undergoing Yisurim, a person still has to have a sense of optimism and hope. Now, you know, you wonder to yourself, so where does the optimism, where does the hope come from in the midst of difficult, tragic circumstances? From the idea that the darkness is always the precursor to the light. So we read this. If we skip down a little bit, so remember again, he says, Ilmali nafalti lokamti, ilmali yashabti b'choshach lohayor. The idea that the way life works, the way that Ibn Shom created the world, is that sometimes in order to have the light, in order to be able to stand up, in order to be able to experience the bracha in life, sometimes a person first has to undergo the yisurim. Therefore, when a person is struggling and a person is suffering, what gives them the hope, what gives them the optimism, is the recognition that where there is darkness, light is sure to follow. V'chol ish v'ish v'yom tsarlo. Therefore, I will say, when a person undergoes what he calls the Yom Tsar, a difficult day, a person should be reflective. Yitin libo, a person should reflect, lis anos fast, imachuva vahatila. And to fast doing chuva davening, kimosha tzibor chayavim lotzum olehis anos be'is tsarasam. Just as the tzibor is obligated to fast in the times of their difficulty, kasher tiknu chachaminu zichron lebracha, v'zeh tzom nivchar v'yom ratzon. So I'll say, so it's interesting, what the Shaar Teshuva therefore is saying is that when a person is in the midst of suffering and difficulty, it's important for them to maximize those difficulties. It sounds like a strange statement, but the idea is a person is supposed to take advantage of the darkness in order to go ahead and usher in the light. The person is supposed to go ahead and take advantage of the nefila, of the falling down, in order to go ahead. In other words, that yisurim have to be, difficulties, tragedy, suffering, have to be the catalyst for growth. Therefore, based on that, the Shaar Teshuva says that when a person finds themselves biyom tsar, in a difficult day, a person has to figure out, how do I tap into the koach of these tragic circumstances? See, he says, we do it with tainus, we do it with fasting, tshuva, tefillah. I'll say, ultimately, again, we activate this through fasting. Now, remember, again, fasting, you know, very often, for many of us, fasting doesn't always have the desired result of bringing us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, sometimes during days of fasting, we feel a little bit more removed because we're so focused on our fatigue, on our hunger, or everything else. So understand that whenever Chazal speak about fasting, so what we're talking about over here is trying to figure out a way to place a little less emphasis on my physicality and a little more emphasis ultimately on my spirituality. That's what tainus represents. Of course, again, tainus also represents actual fasting, but the goal of fasting is not even self-affliction. The goal of fasting, the goal of fasting is a shifting of emphasis, taking the emphasis off me, off my physical needs, and placing the emphasis on my spiritual ones. He goes on, V'kasher yava musar Hashem yisbarach ala ish, asheru zach v'yashar. And when the musar, when ultimately again, the rebuke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes upon a person who is zach v'yashar. Now I will say, now that I've been able to switching gears a little bit. So really, really up until now, when we've been focusing on Yisurim, of tragedy, of difficulty, of suffering, so the concept always was that somehow the Yisurim are related to sin. Either a person's own averos, or that the Yisurim themselves are a trigger for a person to be introspective. That's the goal. That ultimately I encounter difficult circumstances because I'm supposed to introspect. And I was about that, I just want to point out, you know, that this concept also applies not just for my own Yisurim, but it applies to other people's Yisurim also, which is really quite amazing. In other words, whenever I encounter tragedy, be it my own or be it someone else's, the goal is to use that as an introspect, as a call for introspection. The goal is to use that as a way of saying, okay, if these events are happening around me, what is my response? What am I to do? How do I deal with this? Not just to krachzen, not just to cry, not just to say, oi, but to go ahead and literally respond in some way. But now he switches gears for a little bit. What happens if a person is good? good through and through. Meaning, what the Shai Shiva calls Zach V'yashar. Person is introspective. Person is contemplative. A person is good. A person is living a good life, a meaningful life. But yet, they are still afflicted by Yisurin. Essentially what we call Tzadik V'ralo. Tzadik V'ralo. Bad things happening to you. So how do I understand that? He says, Yismin, if I suffer tragedies, I understand that it's a wake-up call to me because I'm not introspective, because I'm not self-contemplating, because I'm not growing enough. Okay, so I understand the role. But what about if a person is? What if a person is a mavakesh, a person is growing, a person is doing all they're supposed to be doing in life already, but yet they're still yisurim? What do you do with that? So he says, Yihya l'nisayon u'lahagdol scharo li'olam haba. See, the Shai Tshuva says something amazing. Shai Tshuva says, understand that when a person like this suffers, that suffering is only for one reason, which is to intensify their schar in the world to come. Sometimes Yisurim don't serve a purpose in this world, but sometimes the role of Yisurim is to lay the groundwork, the foundation for a beautiful Olam Haba. Sometimes Yibon Shalom visits certain circumstances on me in order to magnify my zechuyos, my merit in the world to come. Kimo shene'emar, leman anoscha uleman nasosecha, lehitivcha ba'acharisecha, as the Pasuk says, in order to afflict you, in order to test you, in order to benefit you in the end. Amar Rabbi Sinai Zichron Levrach, and the rabbi said, Pishpesh b'ma'asav be'is tzaraso, v'chipes v'chakar v'lo matzach et biyado. Both say, if a person, after undergoing tragic circumstances, Pishpesh b'ma'asav is, I was introspective. I introspected. I looked, and the truth is, I don't see anything in my actions that should warrant this type of reality. I don't see anything, ultimately, again, that I'm not perfect, but I don't see any overt averos that I have to address. Then no, hein hein yisurin shel ava. So we'll say here the Shai Tshuva introduces us to what is really a very difficult theological concept. Right? And the difficult theological concept ultimately is yisurin shel ava. That there's a concept that sometimes the Ribono shel Olam visits suffering upon people in order to go ahead and magnify their zechuyos in Olam Haba, in order to go ahead and give them a more lichtiga gan eden, in order to give them a more beautiful afterlife. How we understand it or what that means or why HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to do it that way, obviously these are calculations that are beyond our control. But if a person does everything they're supposed to do with Yisurim, right? Grow, introspect, analyze, and I look, and the truth is, I think I'm doing all of those things anyway. So then understand, says the Shai Tshuva, those Yisurim Shel Ava. That suffering comes from love. That suffering that ultimately is there for one reason and one reason only. To be able to intensify, increase, amplify a person's portion in Olam Haba. Alright, so we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Sif Vav on Monday.